Glad we're not in competition. I got the praise team and Isaac coming, the A team. But see, I'm glad because we got to loosen up. Y'all ready to loosen up a little bit? Because you know I'm a fun guy. I got a raise because we got an A team. That means I'm A plus.
All right.
I had to do it. I had to do it, Roderick. I had to do it, Roderick. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. We thank you for making the First Lady and my wife. That was the greatest thing that's ever happened to her in her life, and it was very important. Now, you all know me because I'm what they call a repass. Y'all need to forget that stuff. They can't hear you. Start doing this stuff for people while they yet live. And that's what, give people their roses, even in little families. Get together and have barbecues and do things and tell people how special they are in your life. All right, you know that I've been hearing preachers talk about, and especially in the African-American church, one of my friends called me, and you know, they're that old style. We're going to bring him out of the tomb. Yeah, we're going to resurrect. And, you know, I said, well, you're probably a little late. But yeah, we're going to take him off the cross, you know, because people come on Easter and they get that, you know, and he's not there. But my style is there has to be a reason for this day that will carry me through the rest of my life.
That's right.
I don't want to be, what they call them, EC? Easter Christian. I mean, Easter Christmas people. There's more to that than a holiday. And so what we need, power.
Yes.
You're saved?
Yes.
Okay, you're saved, right?
Yes.
And so we passed all that now. But we need something to help us to deal with life. That's what the whole thing is about. I'm saved, got all that, but I needed power to help me to deal with life. Unfortunately, I'm going to do the commentary first. Unfortunately, I'm going to do this because a storm in the scripture reference to adversity and circumstances. You see, everybody's in here today. Don't get upset at me. When you walk out of here, there ain't going to be no praise team. There ain't going to be no solos. There ain't going to be no pastor.
Teach.
What's going to be waiting for you is just called life. Circumstances. When the Bible speaks of storms, the writer is conveying negative events that enter in a life. There's going to be some negative events that enter into our lives. All right? A storm signifies there's going to be trouble. There's going to be tribulations, and there's going to be trials. You understand where I'm coming from? You see, Jesus went through what? Troubles, tribulation, and trials.
That's right.
He went to the point that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweat blood, according to the scriptures.
That's right.
You see? And so him being the Christ still didn't keep him from what? Troubles, tribulations, and trials. Storm ceases to knock on you, keeps continue knocking on you to knock you over. Storms want to knock you over. First one, mentally. There's always going to be storms.
Yes.
And to some people, it comes at them in a mental way.
That's right.
And some people, it comes in an emotional way. And some people, it comes in a physical way. And some in a spiritual way.
Yes.
Coming Tuesday, Sister Gwen and I are debating if this will be the 9th treatment of chemo for me or the 10th. I hope I'm right. I say 10, she says 9. But there's going to be storms. It's just a part of life, and it's just something that happened in my life. It's one of the tribulation, one of the trials that happened in my life. But I understand it. He didn't promise me that everything's going to be smooth.
That's right.
I don't know what world. It's nice to hear those things, and it's good to see the sermons that are going to be preached in the pulpit today, and people are going to be shouting and putting their hands up that Jesus is resurrected in the tomb. And what we need to know, what we need to say is, say what, Pastor? Jesus is out of the tomb, right?
That's right.
What you need to do is pray that you get out of yours.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? You see? This is what hit the whole key to this whole thing is, and I want to be a pastor that I'm not bringing you bad news. I'm going to bring you some good news. The good news is if you know Christ, he'll help you out of it. But the bad news is you're going to go through some storms. You're going to have some tribulations, and we need to understand that, and we need to do it in the pulpit. Quit teaching people that it's always going to be all right, because some people come for the first time to hear a message, and they feel good on Easter, and then Monday hits them, and they think the pastor lied. You understand? Because their way of thinking, they thought that when they would come to church and they would join church and take Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that the trials and tribulations of life would be over, because that's what the preacher said Easter.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? And so, and then when it hits them, the storm hits them mentally, and somebody has a mental breakdown of some kind. Sometime now, you know, and that's being big now. That's being huge. And we wonder why they had that, and we don't know why they had that. It happens to the best of the best. It's just real. You see it. I don't know who you're in here, but somebody in here knows what I'm talking about. Right now, you could be dealing with the mental part of it. And there could be something going on in your head that's mentally got you going around and around and around. And somebody may be going through something emotionally. Somebody could have, let's say, get a divorce, and many of you in here, because I know some of you have went through that, and that tears you up emotionally. It's life, you see, and physically. I'm dealing with the cancer, and that song that Isaac sang, one of our sisters would play that as she was taking chemo. Is that right, sister? She's shaking her head right and asked him to sing that. When she would go in and take chemo from breast cancer, I won't call her name because you don't need to be meddling in that part. But here's the thing of it. She would be sitting there, and that song was going on, and it helped her to get through. It didn't move it. It didn't move the cancer, but it gave her the strength to get through.
That's right. That's right.
You see? And because, you know, these are the things, and I don't want to be one that would lie to you and want you to walk out here feeling good, and then Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, something hits you and you wonder what to do. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's going to be some storms in your life. You're either, listen to me very carefully when I do this here, you're either in a storm, and there's some people in this room that I know in a storm, just headed out of a storm. There's somebody that felt good about it because they just got out of a storm, right? Some about to experience a storm.
That's right.
And so we need to be prepared for those things. You read the Bible? The Bible tells you. Why would you have to have faith? How many of you got faith?
Amen.
Well, why would you have to have faith if you didn't need it?
That's right.
Why would you have to have faith if you weren't going to go through nothing?
Teach.
We have to have faith because faith is going to open the doors, right, to healing. Faith is going to open the doors for us to be able to overcome the situations and the circumstances of life.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Jesus struggled in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is a different message than I got here, but anyway, it's all good. Since I'm A-plus now. So Jesus experienced that in the Garden of Gethsemane. Did he not? Yes. Because he had a will. Did he not have a will?
That's right.
But his will was not God's will. Because that's in the Garden of Gethsemane. You read the Bible. Because he said, not my will, but thy will be done. So when he said that, then he had a will, but God had a will, and he had to struggle in that Garden of Gethsemane until he could come to the point that it was God's will. Sometimes situations and circumstances come up in our lives, folks, so that we can help others be able to get through their situation and circumstance.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? People ask me sometimes, how are you doing? I say, I'm doing good. I'm good. Yeah, and the reason that I'm doing good and I can say I'm doing good because I know the purpose of me going through my trial and my tribulation and my circumstance is to teach other people that if you have faith in God, no matter what it is, nothing can kill you unless he tells you it's time.
Right.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? So what we're doing today is we understand he got off his cross, but some people are still on the cross. It's time to get off your cross. You see, we get out of the tomb because he set us free. There's some people who have everything they need in life, but they got the tools for life, but they never use the tools. You ever do that? Come on, guys, help me. You ever know there was something you're supposed to be putting together? You see, and they had the tools in the box that you're supposed to use to put whatever they had together, but you said, I don't need them.
Teach.
I'm going to use my tools.
Teach.
And then your wife comes in and says, what's taking you so long? I got this. You see what I'm saying? You see, and the reason you struggle and you mess it up and you go back and then you start looking around to make sure she's not around and you put your tools down and get the tools and get the instructions from the people who put it together so that you can get it together. So when we come to church, come on now, sometimes when we come to church, what we doing, we figure out we got a way out, but we don't have a way out because there's only, this is the tools.
That's right.
The tools are in this book. So if we don't use the directions here, we wonder why we go in the wrong direction. We go in the wrong direction because we're following our map. Are you with me? But if we follow his map, we'll be okay. I don't know how long I'm going to be, but I'm feeling good about what I'm saying. You're either in a storm, and you're in here. There's some people in here that are in a storm, and some that just got out of a storm in here. That's why they're raising their hand. But there's some going to experience a storm. You don't get away. There's no place in life, there's no place in the Bible where it says that there's never going to be storms in your life.
Right.
You see? So some of us, I'm going to talk to my old, I call them my old partners in here, the Ponders, they know it, and Sister Retta's back, they didn't know me when I was a baby preacher. All right, so we done experienced all three. Come on. And you all looking at me, you're going to experience all three.
That's right.
Before you leave here, you will experience all three. But the difference is the ones that will use the tools that God has given us, we can make through it. You know, God, didn't you know God knew that you was going to go through something? Say, ask me how, Pastor. Do you believe the Bible?
Yeah.
John 16:33. I'm on a roll call. Call's gone. Kyle, I'm on a roll. John 16, listen. If I wouldn't tell you this, then I wouldn't be helping you. If I wouldn't tell you these things, then I wouldn't be helping you to make it in life. So John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you that in me you may have peace. That's what Jesus says. Jesus says, in me you may have peace. Did he say that? That
right.
means you ain't got peace unless you in him.
That's right.
You see, people talk about peace. There used to be a song years ago. Some of you remember, peace of mind. I'm looking for peace. I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, looking for peace. You understand what I'm saying? We don't have peace until we come to God. You have a troubled mind, a troubled spirit. The only way that's going to get out of that is when God gives you peace. The last thing Jesus told them when he was getting ready to ascend, you read the book of Acts, he says, in my peace, I leave with you. And let's rest that scripture. In the world, you will have tribulations. This is John 16:33. He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulations. So it shouldn't, this is the Bible talking. This is not me talking. This is Jesus in the red, as a coach says all the time. That's DJ. It says all the time, you know. The Bible, this is the red. It's in the red. He is saying, in this world, we will have tribulations. Jesus is telling us we're going to have tribulations. That ain't nothing new. So when it happens to us, we ought to not fall apart. He's already told us we're going to have these things.
Right.
There are going to be situations and circumstances in life. But he says, but be of good cheer. I have overcame the world. This is what we ought to be celebrating. We know that we're going to have tribulations. We know that we're going to have trials. We know that some of them may be emotional. We know that some might be mental, some physical, some spiritual. We're going to have storms in our life, but he's telling us in him we can overcome the storms of life.
That's right.
All right? All right, amen to that. And that's John 16:33. And see, so here's what we got to get, people. That's just the way it is. I wouldn't be doing my job as a teacher unless I told you the truth. Because some people are going to go out of churches just feeling great and feeling good, dressed all up.
Come on.
Satan ain't going to bother them today. He ain't going to bother them today. He's sitting back laughing. He's saying, have your good time. But he's saying he's figuring out how he's going to have his time.
That's right.
Are y'all with me? And so I wouldn't be, for me, I wouldn't be the teacher that I needed to be if I wouldn't tell you the truth. The truth of the matter is some of you run. You know what a lion does? A lion, a male lion, is the laziest animal in the thing.
That's right.
A male lion is lazy. Read it. You know, do you know who really does the killing? It's the female. But you know what? Listen to me now. You know what the male lion does? He roars, and he can roar, and it goes like 5 miles. And it paralyzes, and then mama comes and kills and gets the food. Right. He ain't done nothing.
That's right.
All right? You see what I'm saying? Satan will roar. He'll roar. You see? You understand what I'm saying? But we got to be watching out for what? We have to be watching out. When he roars, we got to be watching out for ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And that's why Pastor Phil says, never get alone, because the animal looks for a wounded animal.
That's right. That's right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Am I doing all right? This is not on the paper, but I'm feeling good about what I'm doing. I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel good about what I'm doing. Been there. There's sometimes, you see, I can say I've been there, done that. You see, my beautiful wife, I'm just so glad that everybody's doing things for her, and she's getting her roses now, and I'm doing the best I can, because I know that she's had some storms in her life. Men, you got to be a man to hear this message. I know she's had some storms in her life caused by me. Right. Mentally, emotionally, not physically, but spiritually. There's been times in my life when I wasn't in the spirit.
Teach.
And he used me as a vessel.
Teach.
Vice versa. She'll tell you the same thing. But if you're aware of it, you know where it's coming from.
Right.
And when you know where it's coming from, then you can go to the toolbox and get the tools out to be able to defeat whatever demon is trying to come into your life and to destroy your life. There are couples in here now. I'm telling you, it's the devil that doesn't want you together. You want to, I don't want to use that word. If you want to mess, let me say, what word can I use? If you want to, y'all got it. If you want to make him mad, get this.
Teach.
It's in the tool book how to deal with him. It's in the instructions how to deal with him. You put this down, you go on your own, you're by yourself.
Right.
You go by yourself. Jesus was in that Garden of Gethsemane, and he had to pray, and he had to go back and pray again. He had to go back and pray again. Sometimes it's a challenge in life, and sometimes it's okay. Look at me. It's okay to have to fight it. He fought it. He fought it to the time that the pain in his life, he sweated blood. Isn't that the scripture?
Right.
He fled. He got there. And some of you right now, there's somebody in this church, you ain't here because you thought you was going to come to church. You're here. If you're a Christian, you're here because God wanted you to be here. Right. You see? You see? Understand what I'm saying? Right. And there's sometimes you'll sweat blood. Yes. You'll go through some pain. Yes. And you got to come to the point where you say, Lord, it's not my will. Yes. It's your will to be done. Yes. And get up. Go do what he's called you to do. You got to get up and go and do what he's called you to do. You see, I didn't want to be no pastor. Who wants to be a pastor? You see, and get calls about people dying and people in hospitals, people getting cancer, people getting sick and divorces and all this. Who would want to do that? Anybody in their right mind wouldn't. Right? I'm going to fix it. Stay with me. All right? But you see, in all thy ways acknowledge who?
Him.
And he will what?
Direct your path.
So in my spirit, when the Holy Spirit got in my spirit, said, no, you need to go this way. In my flesh, said, why in the world would you want to do something like that? You see? You struggle with it. And then he tells you, I called you. I want everybody to look at me. You're saved. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to call him. You got to call him. Do you know why you're going through trouble? God knows you're calling. Guess who else knows it? Satan knows you're calling. Guess who the third person is? Your flesh knows you're calling. And they war against each other. But not in Christ Temple North. They're going to war, but we're going to answer our call. Because the tool book will give us the tools to be able to answer the call when we don't even think that we have or we're not qualified. No, not. If I was qualified, I could take the credit. If If I'm not qualified, then I know it's a miracle. You understand what I'm talking about?
Say that.
All right. I have no idea. We'll just do some of this. Because I feel real good, and I know half of my time is up. But, y'all getting it. All right, go
start
ahead.
Start with the circles.
Yeah, but God sends people to us.
That's right.
And he sent a good writer to us that went through some stuff. It's called Paul. You see, you know, if you ever wondered why God takes the worst people, he takes the worst people.
Right.
And this is what gets me with people when they hear about pastors, a lot of pastors, what they were. Why wouldn't he take somebody that knows? Those are the people you take. Because one thing about us that he puts up there, we know sin. You see? So when God wanted somebody, he went and got somebody who's on his way to kill Christians, put him in jail, and put him in prison. That's
right.
What Paul, wasn't that right?
Right.
Paul went to the man and said, hey, I need to, you give me a paper so I can go and get me some of these people of the way. They're called people of the way then, not Christian. That was at Antioch. So he says, get those people of the way. There was this strange guy that was healing people and talking and all this, and people were talking about this guy. And he says, I want to get these people because these people are down at Christ Temple North shouting and all this stuff. I'm going to put them in jail.
That's right.
They kids and all. God knocked him off his horse and blinded him. And then he said to him, you know, I've done the week last week, and he went straight street and all that. But he took Paul, and Paul became one of the most powerful, probably the most powerful Christian ever. And you know what? It gets me, some of you all probably got in there, you great theologians sitting out in those pews have said, well, Jesus was the greatest Christian. Thank God he wasn't just a Christian.
That's right.
Amen. He's a savior.
That's right.
Just you know what I'm saying? And so he called Paul. He called somebody that some of us wouldn't have liked. We'd been scared of him, and they were, when Paul went, and then Barnabas told him he's cool. And they listened to him. So we're going to listen to what Paul, and then Paul didn't go by himself. He had a young man called Timothy, and him and Timothy went together. And so here's where we start, all right?
This is coming from Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to start with verse 1 from the Passion. My name is Paul. And I have been chosen by Jesus Christ to be his apostle.
And see, I like the way he starts that out. He wants to clear this up to let everybody know that it really doesn't matter about what you think of me. He starts out and he says, my name is Johnny Fields. I'm Pastor Fields. And I have been chosen by Jesus Christ to be the pastor of Christ Temple North.
Right.
You see?
By the calling and destined purpose of God.
And God called me for a purpose. All right.
My colleague Timothy.
And he's got Timothy with him.
And I send this letter to all the holy believers.
Well, that's it. So here's what gets me about non-church people. They don't understand church people. See, especially church people, this letter, this Bible ain't written to people in the street. We want to preach it like it's people in the street. He's writing to folks up in this church.
That's right.
All right. All right, here we go.
That's
right. All right. You know that's how some of y'all talk when y'all come on.
All right.
Go ahead.
Again, he's writing this letter to all the holy believers who have been united to Jesus as beloved followers of the Messiah.
Now, that's y'all. That's us.
Amen.
We're followers of Jesus, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
And then verse 8, he says, he's informed us of the many wonderful ways love is being demonstrated through your lives by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
And that was another preacher. We heard that Friday about the power of love that should be demonstrated by the people in the church. First of all, it's got to start with each other.
That's right.
And then you take it outside. All right?
He goes on in verse 11 to say, strengthen them with your infinite power.
All right. He says, strengthen them with what?
Your infinite power.
So why would you need strength and power if you wasn't going to go through anything?
Teach.
The Bible's teaching us everything. Let me come down here. Why would you need strength and power if you weren't going to go through anything? He's telling you right there. You're going to go through some things in life. But the Holy Spirit will strengthen you and give you power to be victorious over the situations and the circumstances of life.
Yes,
whether they be mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical, you're going to go through these things, but it's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that's going to give you. Somebody sitting there, I know you're going through trouble. You got troubles and things you're going through right now. You're looking at the wrong way. Look at the, ask God to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will empower you. He will give you strength. You may be going through something mental right now. You got it, and it's all in your head, and you're trying to figure out which direction to go. You ask the Holy Spirit, Scripture, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. Lean not to your own understanding. You start praying, and you start telling the Holy Ghost, I don't want to lean to my own understanding. The Bible says, in all my ways, if I follow you, that you will make this road clear for me. Because my understanding is a crooked road. Are you with me?
Come on.
All right?
He goes on to tell them why they need this power. And he says, so that they will have everything they need to hold on and endure hardship.
He's giving you power to do what? To hold on. Sometimes you got to hold on, folks. You see? Cop-outs, drop-outs, hold-outs. We got to be hold-outs. You got to hold on. Yes, in the church, there's some cop-outs. They go so far, I'm done. I don't believe in it. And there's a,
Come on.
But we want holdouts in this church. Are you with me?
He tells us this because we're going to endure hardship.
We're going to endure, is what it says. And we're going to endure what?
Hardship.
You wouldn't need power if there wasn't hardships coming. Come on, folks. All right?
But he tells us patiently. Yeah. And joyfully.
But we can do it patiently and joyfully because we know we win in the end. Do you understand? Okay, let me use something that will help some of you. How many of you Chiefs fans in here?
Amen.
All of you talked about how pitiful they were when they first started.
Right.
You were all upset because they were acting up and cussing at each other and throwing helmets and bumping into the coach. Yeah, you were. And even some of the sports people were saying they ain't got the team that they used to have. And then when they won the Super Bowl, you forgot what you thought they were when they won the Super Bowl,
that's
right?
Right.
You see, all right, right? But then there were those holdouts that went to, you understand what I'm saying? Yes, sometimes it looks as if I'm not going to make it. And there'll be people, you remember the devil will tell you, he'll tell you, and he'll use people around you to tell you you ain't who you used to be. You see, God took you through this. But you ain't going to make it through that.
Come on.
You see? But we hold outs in here. We hold outs in here. Because we know in the end, the victory is mine.
That's right. That's right.
In Christ Jesus. All right?
Now, verse 11 from the Message says, we pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul.
And that's it. You got to stick it out over the long haul. Everybody look at me. How many of you feel good and healthy and feel really good today?
Yes. Amen.
It ain't always going to be like that.
That's right. That's right.
It's easy. It's easy to shout in church and hallelujah when things are going good. But when things start falling, or thank you, when things start falling apart, can you hold out for the long haul?
Come on.
Can you hold out for the long haul? You see? Or are you going to divorce him? I'm talking about God.
Come on.
Are you going to hold out? Job said, yea, though he slay me, will I trust him till my change come.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
He says, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives.
The glorious strength God gives. You can't make it on your own. But he'll give you glorious strength. You can make it. You can make it. All right?
It is the strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy.
There's just some things that you can't do without him. That's why some people, listen to me, and we're not talking down on them. Some people commit suicide or hurt themselves. Don't go to a counselor. Don't go get the information. Because they're trying to do it on their own. Because, you know, God will send you somewhere. You know, God sends you to people, right? And there are people available. You see, we praise counselor when she does what she does in these things. And she's helped many a person in here doing this every 2 months. And some people are saying they wish she'd do it every week. But no, she'll do it every week. You got an insurance policy. I mean, not insurance policy. Yeah, and she'll talk to you every day. Yeah, she'll talk to you every day. You, you, You got to check. You got, come.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But you need to talk to somebody. Everybody look at me, because some of you are getting all up. Never get by yourself.
That's right.
Always have somebody in your life.
That's right.
And if you're smart, you'll have somebody's.
That's right.
I've been doing this. This is my 50th year, I think. I've been doing this for years, and I have three prayer partners, and they all live out of this city. They pray for me, plus you all. Don't get by yourself.
That's right. That's
it. All right, here we go.
We got one more?
Yeah, let's just do one more, then I'll be done. Because y'all doing all right, right? Y'all doing all right, right? All right. Let's do the last one.
We'll
do
the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you all don't know is, see, this is, I was supposed to do all this. And I got up to the front and went over this other message. You know, that's called being following the Spirit.
That's right.
Yeah. All right? Yeah. That's called following the Spirit. You'll be blessed from this, okay?
That's right. Verse 12 from the New King James says, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
I give thanks to God because God has put me in a position as a saint, okay, to be able to be in the light. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing he's done for me. Keep going, please.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness.
He has say this. He has delivered me from the power of darkness.
He has delivered me from the power of darkness.
That's why we become Christians. Because we all have lived in darkness, but he has delivered us from the power of darkness and
conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
And the Son of his love, that's Jesus Christ. And his love. Keep going, please.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
No blame in here. No shame in here. If you really take Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, and be sorry for your sins and repent of your sins, he's cleansed you. That's what that thing was all about.
That's right.
You see?
Yes.
What they used to say, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Yes.
The people who were singing that was trying to be free from the wrong folk.
That's right.
That frees me.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm a free man.
Yes. Amen.
Free from negative.
Yes. All right.
Free from that.
Yes.
I'm free from who I used to be.
Teach.
I'm free from that.
Come on.
I'm free from the sins that I used to commit. That's what the whole Easter is all about.
Right.
The resurrection is all about.
Amen.
I've been resurrected. Dead in sin, resurrected. Living a glorious life in Christ.
Perfect.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Perfect.
You need to ask God to resurrect your life.
That's right.
So I was dead, Lord, I know it. I'm dead. Somebody's in here. Lord, I know I've been living dead in sin. I've been living in darkness. But I heard the pastor say, if I give my life to Christ and repent of my sins and ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit, you will resurrect my life. I'll come out of that tomb of darkness and be able to live the life that you died for in me.
Perfect.
That's what we want to try
that's
to do
right.
today.
That's right.
I think we did 10 in here.
That's the best way to finish.
All right. We're done here. All right. You got it? You got it? Hey, come on, musician.
All right.
Come on here. Yeah. Yes, yes. I just love the gospel. Love the gospel. I don't know. Let me think. I don't know your situation or circumstance, but you need it. There's some folks in here. You need to give up some stuff. Quit listening to folks. I don't care who you used to be, where you were at, what went on in your life. You got to. So God says, I stand at the door knocking. If any man hear me, open it up.
Yes.
You know what you need to do? When he opens the door up, surrender all that stuff.
Right.
Surrender all that stuff that's been holding you back. And once you surrender all that stuff that's holding you back, you'll be free. You'll be free.
I will love and trust him. Love and trust in his presence. Daily live. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior,
I surrender all. Amen. He said, when it says all, that means all of your sins, everything. I want the last thing on your mind to be prayer. Before you go too far, he's still walking. He beat me to the punch. I wanted to announce his anniversaries. So 50 years ago, you were baptized. 1974, 50 years ago, he was baptized. 1975, he was ordained a minister. All of these were on Easter Sunday. 1975, he was ordained a minister. 1976, he started this church.
I must have been five.
And let us not forget, the 13th of this month, Saturday the 13th, Counselor Deborah will be speaking with us here at in the sanctuary, the 13th at 10 o'clock. Amen, Brother Elliot.
Praise God. Let's give God some praise for that wonderful message. Amen. Today, it's all about love, as ZJ told us on Friday. And Jesus said, by loving kindness have I drawn you. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior today would be the best day to do it. Amen. Paul told us, if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe with our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not maybe, not could be. It don't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you did on your way to church. If you confess with your mouth, Lord, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe that God raised you from the dead, that you died for my sins. He said, you shall be saved. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Prepare yourselves for prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and thank you again, Lord God. We thank you for the love, Lord God, that you've given each and every one of us, Lord God. You declared that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. You told us that all we have to do is believe on him, and we shall be saved. Lord, if there's anyone in here today, Lord God, that does not know you, has not surrendered to you, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to enter into their hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them know, Lord God, that it's not too late, that it's not over, Lord God. Hallelujah. That it's just beginning. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, if there's anyone, Lord God, that knew you and has walked away from you, Lord God, your word declares that you are married to the backslider, Lord God. Father God, we just like the prodigal son, Lord God, we ask you to allow them to come to themselves. Hallelujah. And say, my father has more than this for me at his house, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, over each and every one under the sound of our voices, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your joy and your peace, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for restoration this morning, Lord God. We ask you to continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and glory In Jesus' name, amen.